Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning once again. It is time for BEC Power Talk, another Saturday edition, and I'm glad to be with you, along with Libby Rowig. Hello, Libby.
Hey, Terry. Thanks so much for having us.
Always good to see my friend Libby. Good people. If there's not, there's one good person in the Lowcountry, and I know her. There's at least one, maybe two. It's true. It's true. So, Lib, good to see you. And special guests. We have celebs, BEC celebs. All right.
We do. We brought the A team. The E team, maybe.
Yes.
The E
team.
Yeah, they put the E in BEC.
There we go. Well, we want to say hello to Tim Swicord and Eddie Plowden. And just grab that mic and you can pull it around and get it close to you. You know, we'll make Libby do the extra work today. You're the special guest. She's always here, so she's like family. So,
well, good morning, Terry.
Yes, we're treating you like a guest, treating her like family. Tim, good to see you. Tim, Supervisor of Marketing and Energy Services, big title. What do you do, sir?
Basically, I manage all of our marketing programs. Manage the H2O Advantage, which is a load management program. Manage the H2O Select, which is a water heater warranty program. Manage the SurgeGuard program. And also, I handle all of the day-to-day solar inquiries.
So you got a pretty busy day then.
It's pretty busy.
Yeah. Keep you going. And of course, Eddie Plowden, Manager of Marketing and Energy Services as well. So you guys kind of work together.
Tim's on my team. So we do.
Yeah. You can pull that mic a little closer to you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We've been around a long time. Of course, like the water heater program we're talking about today, started up in like 1990, 1989, so we've been doing this a long time. I've been around since 86.
Man, you don't look a day over 25. How'd you do that? Must be the water, huh? So as Libby said, the A team and the B team and the EC team here with us talking about energy services and your roles with BEC. Well, let me ask this question. Eddie or Tim, electric heaters, why are electric water heaters important to homeowners, huh? There's a why here.
Well, certainly electric water heaters are reliable for our members and very, you know, low cost. You know, when you turn that switch on, turn the faucet on, you want to have hot water. And with electric water heaters, they're very dependable. We have programs that support that, you know, for our members. Very good programs.
Okay, so the electric water heater, is that, how should I say it, as we evolve in time, becoming more the popular style heater, or is there a distinction?
Well, there is a shift going on where they're starting to preferentially look at heat pump water heaters, which is like putting a mini air conditioner, if you will, coupled with a water heater tank. And they are a lot more expensive. You do have a little bit more plumbing to do.
Okay.
They do use less energy than a conventional electric resistance water heater.
Okay. So the electric water heater is kind of, is that what most people, the big tank in your garage, if you will, is that what we're really talking about?
We are.
Yep.
We are talking about the standard electric resistance tanked water heater.
Okay. And like my friend said, you want at 6 in the morning, 5 with me. Like, you don't want cold water on a cold day.
Nope.
You know, you want that thing, maybe not that hot, but we want comfortable water and available hot water. Now, we're talking about electric water heaters. Eddie Plowden and Tim Swicord with BEC Marketing and Energy Services. And the question that I would pose to you, programs to help the Berkeley Electric member owners with their water heaters, are those available?
The H2 Advantage program is actually a rebate program. You know, we will put a load control switch on the water heater, but for that you get service calls back out for Berkeley. If you ever run out of hot water, we're there, you know, to dispatch and check on that water heater for you. And, you know, because we're a member-owned cooperative, we cut the water heater off just a few times, you know, during the month. And for that, we save wholesale power. So everybody saves on wholesale power. So it pays for itself. You know, you get a rebate back, a lower cost for the water heater, and then we save on power. So it's a great work with members helping members.
Now I got to go back to you when you said, and I may have heard the word wrong, load management. Is that what the word you said?
Yes, it's a load management program where we actually do cut the water. The water heater is a thermos. It holds hot water.
Right.
And we cut it off a certain hours, like three hours, say, in the morning when it's really, really cold, just a few days during the month.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, that water heater is storing the hot water. And it could be like a 50-gallon or even an 80-gallon tank, you know, for larger families.
But and what you're getting at is obviously a way to save the member owner as you reduce that load management or that load. Okay.
It lowers wholesale cost of power for all of our members, and it lowers the cost with the rebate to price to put the water heater in to start with.
Okay.
And we're there to help the member put it in. We have plumbers on call that work with us, and they do a very, very good job of putting the water heaters in for a very reasonable price.
Okay. Now, is this the HTO2O Advantage program that we're talking about now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, now, what about the select water heater warranty?
Well, before we go to that, let's talk about one more thing with the Advantage.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our members don't really have a plumber that they can call. And they may experience a water heater that's leaking or it's failed.
I've had that.
They can call us, and we can dispatch our plumber. And our plumber can go and take care of the water heater. We'll work the rebate in with the price to put the load management switch on the wall next to the water heater. But what we offer that's a little different is we do on-bill financing at 0% APR for up to 12 months.
Wow.
We like to do 4 months, but you know, there are some members who can't really swallow 4 months. That payment is a little too high, so we will
stretch it to 12 months
to help the member out.
Okay, well, that's great. But like you said, Tim, maybe the average person doesn't have, you know, I've got a doctor, I've got a dentist, I've got my, you know, my optometrist, but plumber, maybe not, you know.
And, you know, we kind of like the water heater Ghostbusters. Like, who are you gonna call? You know, your water heater goes out. You call Berkeley Electric Cooperative. We're there to help you replace that water heater, repair it, and we can also warranty that water heater long term
and
for repairs.
To the folks that are listening, that is a great peace of mind, if you will, because I had a problem not long ago with a water heater leaking, and I didn't know what the problem was, so I went around circles. Between the water company, I really in my mind thought I had a major problem with piping, because this water was in my garage and it was all going like, oh boy, why is it collecting over here? So I was really, really distraught about it. And then thankfully it was the lesser problem. It was just the water heater, but I did not have a plumber. So here I go dialing and, you know, I spent a little more money than I probably had to, but we did resolve the problem. But as you said, Tim, you provide the plumber. So another advantage of being a member owner at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Now let's talk about that water heater warranty.
Okay.
So I didn't have that either.
So for a nominal monthly cost, the member can subscribe to our H2O Select warranty service. It's $7 for a 50-gallon, up to 50-gallon tank, and $11 for a 75 to 80-gallon tank.
Okay.
The warranty covers any repairs to the water heater itself, if the tank is leaking or if the controls are damaged to the point they can't be repaired. The warranty includes replacing the tank as well. So basically, the plumber will be dispatched. They'll call into our dispatch, just like any power outage would.
Okay.
The dispatch would then contact the plumber that's on call and send them out to the residents. They'll troubleshoot the situation. If it's a thermostat, they'll replace the thermostat. If it's elements, they'll replace the elements. And then, you know, if they find it leaking, they'll just replace the entire unit. at no charge to the member. Sometimes, though, there is extra work that needs to be done. There'll be like a plumbing leak somewhere else. This warranty does not cover wiring and piping away from the water heater. It just covers the water heater itself.
Okay. But like you said, as low as $7 a month.
Correct.
So, you know, that combo that you probably don't need anyway, you know. But there you go. You can be covered with this H2O Select water heater warranty. And what about the length of this? How long does this last?
Well, it can last the lifetime of the home or the residence, the resident of the home, but it's a minimum term of 5 years.
Okay.
So if you sign up for it for the program, it's a 5-year commitment on your end. You can end it any time after that, or you can just keep it in force for as long as you want to.
Okay. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, BEC Power Talk, we're talking water heaters. And, you know, you could be in Texas or Mississippi, or, you know, recently they had some serious problems. And we're real fortunate. I'm sure when those weather anomalies happen, you guys probably get a little anxious, huh, at the cooperative, because that ice storm, it could have come here, but fortunately we're knock on. Is this wood? Let's see. I think it is.
Yeah.
We're gonna knock on this wood, but once again, it's if you're covered and things happen, that's why you want to have warranties. You want to have protection on your water heater. And that's why we're talking about these programs with Eddie Plowden and Tim Swicord, managers of marketing and energy services. Now, let's talk about success stories. I see in my notes success stories. That those are always better than the opposite success stories.
You know, it's not an individual. It's like, you know, 15, 20 members per month get water heaters replaced from us through our warranty program.
Okay.
And, you know, they have trusted us to the warranty program, and we've shown up and taken care of it. We do get notes, you know, back from members thanking us for our excellent service and excellent for the plumbers that do this work.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly trusting a plumber, you know, coming into your home, doing this repairs, these folks are, you know, have the insurance and they've been vetted and they do a great job. So it's very important to us that they do a very good quality job and respectful to our members.
Okay, and Eddie, as you're talking, you know, you said it, not me, earlier, like the Ghostbusters of water heaters.
That's right.
You know, I can see you in like that coverall, and,
yeah.
You know, what kind of car do you drive? You have a station wagon?
I have I flew here in my flying car.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Yeah. And it was electric. It's a battery powered.
Oh, look at it. And it's environmentally friendly. Look at there.
We're a little future thinking here.
That's all we're doing.
Maybe a little bit later than next week.
There you go. But we are talking, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Plowden and Tim Swicord. Libby's here as well. Libby's kind of quiet today.
I am. I'm just letting the experts, you know,
that's right,
do their thing. One thing about the water heater programs that really pleases me is, you know, a communications manager for the co-op is when I regularly see on our social media channels, somebody on the Goose Creek residence page will post, oh, something's going on with my water heater. And other people jump on and, oh, you got to call Berkeley Electric. They've got these great programs. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll help you with your water heater. And like Eddie said, these are longstanding programs that have such a wonderful reputation because they're just really good member oriented programs,
right,
on so many levels.
Okay. And once again, the Berkeley Electric Cooperative mission ultimately is savings. And if the co-op as a whole saves, then that trickles down like water. Aha. To each and every, you like that, huh? I see Tim's like, okay, you know, Tim's kind of, you know, I won't play poker with Tim because he does, you know, he's kind of like got the poker face, but I got a smile there.
I'm
like that.
I'm a terrible poker player.
Are you? Well, then join me for some blackjack, you know, because I'm not good at either. But we're talking about these different programs, water heaters, something that you don't strike up a normal conversation about water heaters, but trust me, it's always the thing that you think about in the background that when it comes to the foreground, oh my God, you know, and the water heater is probably one of those major things like that, you know. You don't want to think about it. But thank you guys for being here today to talk about it, because members need to jump in and they need to jump on these available programs. Are there times throughout the year where these are offered, or can they jump in at any time?
They can jump in at any time. Okay. For the Select program, they can actually go to our website, and there's a Cognito form link, and they can actually sign up for the H2O Select program via the online form, and it will be processed. And, you know, 30 days after they sign up, they're covered.
Okay.
And they're covered even if, you know, day 31, their tank starts leaking, we'll go out there and replace it.
Wow.
And so, but, you know, they're committed to the program for 5 years. And so the kind of the ugly side to it is let's say you do have some service with us, and you're on warranty and you don't meet your commitment and you move.
Oh,
You know, we will balance bill you the balance of the commitment.
I got you.
Move it over.
But nobody's leaving. So
No. But it happens every once in a while.
And thank you for being honest, because you know that is a part of the package, if you will.
Yeah, it's like an insurance policy. So we got it for 5 years, and can move it to the next house.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, there we go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Tim and Eddie, we're friends now. We don't have to use last names, because Libby, I call her Libby. She knows why. Have you ever asked her her last name? I still don't say it right 90% of the time, but she's been real kind. I appreciate it, Libby. Thank you so much. But what are other ways members can save money on their electric bill? What are some of the other things that are out there that, once again, we don't talk about them often, but they're available? What are they? What's out there?
Well, we certainly have the Smart Hub, our app, that you can go to and find out what's your energy use, you know, how much you're using. Right now it's very important to understand, you know, how much power you're using on a daily basis. It depends on the weather draws your bill. So you can go to the Smart Hub, look at My Energy, and see how much you're using each day. So you don't have sticker shock when that bill comes in. And another thing you can do is actually do prepay. We have a prepay program where members get feedback every day and then know how much they're using, and you know, basically put a month's worth of power cost on the bill, prepay it, and then you can watch that be used up throughout the month, and you get feedback, you know, on what you're using every single day. So you don't get sticker shock at the end of the month.
Now, when you talked earlier about like the load management of the water heater, is it tied into the Smart Hub, or is that kind of a separate
way to measure? It's a separate
system.
You know, we communicate with our load control devices through power line carrier, the similar way that we get in touch with our meters. It's the same communication system.
Okay. And Tim, I'm going to ask you this one. Because are you, and my notes talk about energy advisors. Would you be considered in that realm as well?
Yes. We do have two sets of folks that do that. Some will do the in-home evaluation, where they do a door fan test to check for, you know, leakage, air in leakage of your home, and they'll walk through and kind of look at your insulation and make recommendations that you can do to lower your overall energy cost. What I do a lot of times is I'll get a call with someone who has a high bill.
Okay.
And they won't have any idea, you know, what's causing the high bill, and we'll start taking a look at their energy use data. And, you know, and we're looking at it on an hourly basis.
Okay.
So we're seeing their energy consumption every hour of every day. And many times you can pinpoint the date something occurs. And if you can't intuitively guess what that is, when you give the date to the member, they a lot of times will remember, oh, well, so-and-so happened on that day, or maybe not. A lot of times if, you know, this one of the little tricky things about a heat pump is they have emergency heat strips, auxiliary heat strips.
Right.
And there's a little relay that kicks those in when it's too cold outside. We see this time of year where the relay will stick, and they will be on heat strips all the time. And when that happens, you know, it doubles their power bill. Wow. And so we can look at that and see that on it in the hourly data and make a recommendation that they have a HVAC contractor come out and check it.
Okay.
Likewise, we can use that same tool to see a water leak, a hot water leak that might occur under the house. And you can kind of see when it occurs and you can kind of watch it grow with the hourly data. And it will help you direct the member to, you know, maybe they should check on their water use, look under the house, look for water, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I had a girl who had a well, and
okay.
She had a leak in the pipe between the well and the tank, and she did not, it was in her backyard, but okay. She didn't use it. So there were 6 inches of pine straw and a very deep ditch right next to the property. And she had no idea it was leaking because it was all under the pine straw and going into the ditch.
Wow.
And when we found it, she got it corrected, mm-hmm. And that solved her problem. So,
but certainly that was something that was costing her money.
Absolutely.
And who would know? You just...
Right. So our goal is to help the members lower their cost. Sometimes I'll get a call from a member who's considering solar. And... after we talk for a little bit, we figure out the reason they're considering solar is because their bill's gone up over the last few months. So then we say, well, let's just take a look at the hourly data and see what we can find. And sure enough, we can see, you know, when the increase occurred and whether it's recurring over and over and help them lower their energy costs without having to spend a lot of money.
You know, my company, I won't say their name, but. When I've had a spike, I never had. They don't call me. You know, I don't have a guy say, hey, Terry, sir, we're seeing some things over here. No, they don't do that. So I, you know, guess you know where I need to move, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be a member of the co-op.
Yes, Libby is, she's recruiting me still, you know. But I'm telling you, it's a major difference in the way you guys do business and the other guys. Because like you just said, Tim, I mean – here's a problem that over time could be thousands and thousands of dollars and nobody ever know what's going on. Just think, oh, well, you know, yeah, price of water's gone up or whatever. You're just thinking that it's not a problem. But here you go because of BEC's commitment to help save in the power sphere, if you will. You see a problem in a customer, you actually are proactive.
And that leads into something else I was going to bring is we actually have a proactive high bill program.
Wow. Okay.
In other words,
call them before.
You know, if it's a gradual increase, it won't be caught by our program. But if you see a huge step increase, the computers will kick out these accounts that have a huge step increase in use, and they'll come out in the form of a list, and we'll research them, and we'll make proactive calls to the member before they ever receive their bill.
Wow.
So they don't get sticker shock when they get the piece of paper. They're getting a call from us, you know, well ahead of that, so we can try to get that thing sorted out before it leads
before.
Into the next bill.
Exactly. Well, you know what we call that gradual increase, right? Do you know? Want me to tell you?
I would like you to tell me.
That's the teenager factor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time a child becomes a teenager, there's gradual increase. All over the place. Probably like 3 a.m. What's going on at 3? Oh, they're in their video gaming while washing clothes or something, maybe. Not in Libby's house.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's right.
I have teenagers and it's the shower.
There you go. Why long showers? I don't get it, but.
Run it till it runs out.
Yeah. They get out when the water's...
That's the argument against a tankless water heater when you have kids is they'll never get out of the shower.
There you go. That's a good point. That's a very good point. But water heater programs is what we're talking about. I got to ask this question since we're kind of chuckling a little bit. And you guys monitor energy. You have programs. And I would suspect that the overnight hours, obviously most energy use is down. People are asleep. You ever run across situations where it's like the opposite? You have like a spike and it's like a brain, you know, it's like, oh man, it's a head scratcher. This house, things go up. But I guess that would probably point to a problem, like you said, with a power strip cutting on and things like that.
Certainly, normally it is a problem, but do you have people that work shift work that they do you use more power at night? And certainly, if you had a time of day rate that gave you a discount at nighttime, then that would be a good rate for you. And that's one thing we do have. We have a time of day based rate. And certainly it's ideal for, and talk about the water heaters, if you were on the time of day rate and cut back on your use during the three peak hours and the morning 6 to 9 in the winter, you could cut your water heater off during that time period. Or you could, you know, move some different things around. And, you know, this is ideal for folks that are getting electric vehicles as we move into
good point.
You know, charger car, you know, off peak at a lot, you know, 40% discount on the price instead of paying full price for electricity to charge that car. So
it's kind of like couponing for those who, you know, in the grocery store. You figure out how to work the system, really.
Yes.
Like, but that's okay. BEC doesn't mind.
BEC Groupon. It's a group, you know.
And we can actually model it for you. We can take your hourly consumption. We can lay in the data from the charger. We can kind of run some scenarios and tell you which one works better. You know, whether, you know, a lot of times we'll get somebody who will put in the time of day rate. They'll fill out the application and submit it. Mm-hmm. And they all come to me. And the first thing I do is I do an evaluation on it to make sure they're going to save money. If they're not going to save money before I process it, I give them a call. And we walk through it, and I talk to them. And if they still want to do it, no problem. But, you know, we try to talk through what's going on, and maybe there's some things they can shift away from the peak, and they still want to move forward. A lot of times I'll say, well, let's just try this for 3 months so you don't have the one-year commitment. Call me back after you've tried it for a few months. Let's see if you move the needle or not.
Okay. Once again, the other guys, if you're listening, sorry, I got to say it, though, but – BEC, you just do it better. I mean, and it's all with the goal in mind, saving money that can be passed back. So saving, what do I say? Saving is earning? Really? You know?
Saving.
Yeah, saving is earning, and that's what you guys do. Last thing, we got a couple of minutes. Want to make sure we talk about the Ecobee smart thermostat, and we've kind of talked around it, but that's certainly something that we want folks to look at as well, right?
Yeah, right. We like intelligent thermostats. They're smart, so you know, they can do a lot of things for you. I mean, it's a great program. Again, it's like the water heater load control program. It is we do set the thermostat back a little bit during the peak hours, but it gives you so much control over savings for your home because you can remotely, you know, cut the temperature of that thermostat back, you know, when you're not at home,
mm-hmm.
and just one click on your app, you can change it to I'm away now. And you can actually even geofence it so that when you drive away, it'll actually go away.
Now that's
cool.
You
can do that too.
And Terry, here's the great thing about that program.
Mm-hmm.
There is no cost to the member. They purchase the thermostat from us at a discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
They install it or have it installed. Once they get it up and enrolled in the program, we rebate them the cost of the device. So they basically get the smart device for free. And they can use it to their own benefit anytime they want to. And then we also can use it as a load management tool to lower our energy costs. And that helps us maintain our low rates.
That's it, Libby. Oh, can I get your realtor's number? I'm coming over.
Moving.
And this has been great. This has been great information. Eddie Plowden and Tim Swicord, not only your marketing and energy services managers, but their advisors. They really get the job done. And as it was said, they're actually your water heater ghostbusters. Yes.
Go to.
Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. This is good information. And obviously, if you need this information, Libby, you can close us out letting them know how they can find it because it's available 24/7.
Yeah. All these programs are available on our website. That's berkeleyelectric.coop. And you can a lot of times sign up right on the website, or if you prefer to talk to Tim or Eddie or one of the folks on the team, you can call the phone number and they'll get you passed through. And I'm happy to answer questions or help you save money on your energy bill.
And that's why BEC should be working for you. And if you need to get Libby's realtor like me, you can reach out to her. Well, thanks, lady and gentlemen. Appreciate it. Time well spent on this morning's edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Everyone have a good day.